Hi, and welcome to the fifth and possibly last installment of Her and Her And. My name is Mary, and I'm the 22-year-old lesbian living in Orange County, and I've used this podcast as a space just to talk about gay stuff. I've had past her dates on, we could talk about our experiences dating, and this podcast is rated PG-13 because being gay as a whole is a PG-13 concept. It's funny because coming out to your parents is coming out as a sexual being, which is strange. You usually view your parents as asexual and they view you as asexual. And I was recently outed by someone to my parents that I met on the Her app. So maybe don't go on the Her app. Maybe the Her app's bad. Usually I have my friend Alyssa on. She's been on the last 3 episodes. She's been great, a great co-host, but she's sick, so I'm riding solo. I have no one with me today. It's just me, Mary, your girl, not feeling too hot because I am on my period. And honestly, as a gay woman, there is zero practical utility of having a period. Oh my God. What's the point? I mean, I know you have to have them to make sure, like, everything's working down there, but I'll have a baby one day. It'll probably be through IVF. So I really, if I could just skip all this bleeding stuff, that could be wonderful if that was a possibility. The only practical utility of having a period as a gay woman is being able to get out of sex. And I know this sounds horrible, especially with all the consent wonderful things going on with consent because of all these victims stepping forward. But if you're on a date and you're making out, but you just don't want to have sex with them and you don't want to be offensive. And I know it shouldn't be offensive. You should just be able to say no. You can just say, I hate having sex on my period. And they'll believe you. And they'll most likely just, like, be like, oh, okay, cool, I'm sorry, like, haha, can't wait to hang out again. It works every time. Whether you like having sex on your period or not, just lie. Just lie and say you hate it. This may become a problem in the future if you start dating and then all of a sudden there's a flip-flop there. Since I'm alone, I really can talk about anything, which would be fantastic, except blood is rapidly exiting my body. And I feel like it's affecting my brain. I need a steak. I know we're supposed to be vegan because the meat industry is the worst, but I am struggling here. I guess since this is a super gay podcast, I should just talk about my girlfriend. Which is exactly what I'm going to do. We want to move in together, which I know you hauling the typical forward motion when two women start dating and they fall in love, they want to live together. But really, economically, it makes sense because I spend $18 on Lyft cars getting to her apartment. There isn't parking around her apartment. So I would on average save like $180 a month, probably, because I definitely Uber to her apartment 10 times a month. So are we being a lesbian stereotype or are we just being fiscally responsible? Don't answer that. What's funny is I actually have a roommate for the first time. I always lived, yeah, here we go. I lived with my ex-girlfriend for 3 years and then I lived alone, and then I finally got a roommate, and she's so sweet, but so funny, because she gets so high, and one time my girlfriend Aubrey just came in before me. I was getting my hair done, and she has a key, of course, because we're gay lovers, so of course we have keys to each other's apartments, and she was sitting on the couch, and my roommate comes out, and she's just staring at her. And Aubrey's kind of like, okay, hey, what's up? And she goes, I don't know who the fuck you are. And she's like, I'm Aubrey. I'm Mary's girlfriend. And she was like, I still don't know who you are. And I was like, and so she texted me. And I was like, uh-oh. Should I, like, text her and tell her I'm blonde now? So don't be alarmed when I enter her apartment. she apologized for being so odd and was like, oh, I was just so high, I'm sorry. We were like, yeah, kind of weird, until we smoked her weed. And oh my god, I love smoking weed, but this weed was insane. We were supposed to go to Disneyland, because Disneyland is our thing, because we're sober. And we were supposed to meet Aubrey's brother and his girlfriend at Disneyland. And we packed a bag. We were so ready. We were bringing our own snacks so we can, again, be fiscally responsible. And then my roommate came out because she realized she was really strange to act like she doesn't know who my girlfriend is. And was like, hey, do you want to take a hit? And, you know, it's impolite to say no. So we did. And all of a sudden, we couldn't move. We fell asleep for 3 hours. And it was crazy weed. I've been calling it demon weed to anyone that has any questions about it. You know, I could bring up really, really horrible dates, like kind of stalker dates, because there are kind of like fuck boys in the lesbian community. Girls that just don't get the hint that you want nothing to do with them. And one of them I refer to so sweetly as Sweater Girl. And that's because I held onto her sweater for a few months, and she would just pop in at the oddest times. Like, she's not a fuck boy. She just didn't have, you know, so many people don't have, you know, cues, not social cues, but they're a little, like, tone deaf. It's like when you're crying and someone's like, oh, ha, 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 what's wrong? It's like, no, come at this gently. I remember one time she, like, texted me about her sweater, and I was, like, in the middle of a shooting. Like, there was a shooting outside, and she was like, by the way, we should go out again sometime, and I need my sweater back. Just don't hold on to people's stuff. I have a lot of bras, not even in a sexual way. I just have a lot of bras that aren't mine in my drawer. I've got a blue one, I got a black one, I got a small bralette that definitely doesn't fit me. And I don't know if my friends stay with me and suddenly they just feel comfortable. I hope listening to this podcast has made you feel comfortable, or it's more than likely you felt uncomfortable listening to these last few episodes. Thank you so much for listening. I hope I can continue on with this podcast in a different facet. And follow the Unpaused Network on Twitter.